We've got two very special guests this month in the Glamzoo studio. Up first, the one and only Danny Savage from a night you might remember called Filth. What are you doing in Leeds, Danny? What are you doing at Glamzoo?
I don't know what Glamzoo is, for a start. Can you?
It's this space.
Right, so the reason I'm in this space is quite random, because I've been down at the Distorted Studios interviewing Amber D for my podcast, which is called That Danny Savage Show. You can find it on iTunes and Spotify, but I prefer iTunes. But yeah, so the whole point of the podcast is to interview music industry experts and to give up-and-coming DJs and new talent the tools and knowledge needed to succeed as a musician in the music industry. Can you get musicians in the music industry?
You can, yeah.
Great. So, but yeah, I've been down in the studio. I've just interviewed Amber, and then Amber decided to bring me upstairs because we're in, is it the Tidy Tracks office? Is that what we're
in?
Yeah,
it's
Glamzoo. Glamzoo, right, okay. So I used to be well into Hard House back in the day. I've got quite a lot of Tidy Tracks back catalogue, and I just thought it'd be nice to come up and see the guys, and I got roped into coming on a random podcast interview, and there we are.
Ah.
That's all I've been doing. So yeah, and it's nice.
It's nice. Thank you very much, Danny. So yes, as you heard there, we've also got Amber D in the studio. What have you been up to, Amber?
Hi guys. I have been doing everything that Danny's just said. Yes, I have been doing a podcast for Get Booked Academy, which is one of Danny's things that he does, along with his Danny Savage show. And the, what is the free version of it that people can go on to? In
DJ Growth Lab. So if you go on Facebook and search DJ Growth Lab, we have a free Facebook group for DJs and producers just like you who need to level up.
There you go, you see. And level up I have. So I've been learning lots of things about SEOs, pixels. I'm not going to give too much away.
That's all the boring shit.
That's all the boring things.
Forget about that stuff. There's loads of other fun stuff as well.
Yeah, like Hypedit, how to build your own your DJ profile, which is the thing that I'm doing at the moment. It's a 12-week course. I found it very, very helpful. Even after doing 18 years in this industry, there's always something new to learn.
Never stop learning. We also have a quick mention. You're doing the next Ideal album.
I am. I have just finished my track listing. Oof. And I am about to mix it either on FL Studio using a very intricate chain of systems of pulleys and hydraulics.
You love getting technical, don't you?
I do, yes. But yeah, that's all done. So in an Ideal World 7 will be available
in the next couple of weeks from Glamzoo. I'll be
There you go, boys and girls.
What does Glamzoo stand for?
It's just a bit of a random name.
Is it?
Yeah, there's no meaning behind it.
Has it got a website?
Yeah, glamzoo.com. Glamzoo. You can buy all the Tidy stuff from there, merchandise, t-shirts. Yeah. Nice little plug there, Danny. He knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Make sure you check his website. Setting you up for it.
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd come in and surprise you, David.
And what a surprise it was.
Wasn't it?
Fantastic.
Yay.
Well, thanks a lot. Oh, have you got more to say, Danny? Sorry.
Yeah, so I've got loads to say.
Right.
And another thing.
Is this a podcast?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so
Toolbox Chat Show podcast.
If you're a musician, the importance of launching your own podcast is really essential. So this is what we teach as well. I'm not going to just keep plugging, but you can do this on your own. So launching a podcast and interviewing people and putting out content like this, which is informational, entertaining, and it's really good quality. And you get to hang out with cool as fuck people like this. Can you swear on this one?
You fucking can.
Yes,
yay,
mate. Oh, we're in fucking Leeds, aren't we? We're in Leeds, do what you fucking want here, mate. having the crack in a studio interviewing cool people who you like and admire and who can give value to others and entertain others as well, and it sets you apart. It puts you in a different category to other DJs that are just churning out fucking mixes and sending your tracks to listen to and all that sort of stuff. Put out some meaningful content that you enjoy, and it'll eliminate you having to think about what to do. Do you know? You don't have to think about sharing that next piece of Mixmag fucking whatever.
Definitely.
Just for the sake of sharing content, because you get told you have to do it. Make your own content. Make something that's fun, enjoyable, valuable, and you'll build networks, you'll get fans, and you'll get bookings, you'll get gigs, you'll get signed, you'll get everything, you'll get all the good stuff.
Yes.
And it's like, this sounds like the Holy Grail. It is, trust me. And like, listen to my podcast and listen to all their podcasts and loads of other podcasts, and you'll learn all about how to put together a really good podcast and how to be yourself and have a laugh and talk shit like this.
Yeah.
And you'll reap the rewards. So there, that's my top tip for the day.
Thank you, Danny Savage.
Thank you very much, Danny. Some wise words there, and yeah, check his website out. So without further ado...
Do you have a website, by the way?
I didn't even give you my website, DannySavage.com.
DannySavage.com. And from Amber?
I actually have a new one. It's a WordPress one, which I've actually made myself, wow, thanks to being in the DJ Growth Lab, and that is DJAmberD.com.
I'm going to go on that right now.
And I've so far counted 13 plugs in this three-minute little video. Yay! That's exactly what you can do yourself. You can come on and plug the fuck out of all your stuff.
Woo! So thanks very much, guys. Let's get cracking with this month's Top 20.